statewide moving.
Hi, Tom. This is Stephanie from Local Splash. I'm so sorry I missed your call.
You know, I called four times, and each time I got hung up on.
I apologize about that. I was actually on a different call, which may have been the reason why, but that should not really happen at all. I'll definitely check further with our team regarding that.
Yeah, let them know, because I called four times in a row, and each time I got a as they were recording the message or whatever, and then I sat there and waited, and then all of a sudden just disconnects four times in a row.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry about that. But yes.
But they should look into that.
Give me
a minute, and please explain to me what it is that you guys do in regards to the fee that he pays for the Google Verified.
All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's it. What is it that you actually do?
All right. So right from the start, when we added Google Verify to your services, we were actually the ones managing your Google Verified campaign, having it run so that we're gaining visibility as well as the leads that we have continuously been receiving.
So what is it that you do to manage it? I understand you're managing it, but in managing it, what do you do?
So we are actually optimizing your Google Verified campaign, monitoring it to make sure that you continuously get the leads and visibility. We also make sure that we're on top of making your Google Verified ad visible online or in Google. Also, part of it is also optimization, making sure that all the information on it is also consistent with the rest of your listings.
Now, in the past, we had somebody that managed that for us, and what they did is they looked at where the leads are coming from, and they would balance things for us and say, well, this program is not working, this one works better, let's put your money there rather than over there. You guys do that too?
Well, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, that's the reason why we came to manage your Google Verified campaign, because we are definitely gaining a lot more visibility and leads through your Google Verified campaign as well. Although, yes, we're also gaining leads from your local SEO and Facebook ads.
Okay, now, I recall when Michael signed up with John. John's a salesman, and I'm not going to put anybody down, but John sold Michael a bunch of BS. And he was telling, oh, we monitor the calls, we do this, we do that. This is impossible to monitor the calls. You'd have to have 2,000 people listening to phone calls all day. So that's not really happening. But they told us that they would be able to adjust the quality of the leads we get. Like, for example, the other day we got these app messages. They're horrible. Very rarely is a Google app message profitable for anybody. It's mostly lazy people that are sitting home in their office or work or whatever, and they just type stuff in, and it's easy to send out, you know, 16 of these things to whoever. So, like we got one the other day. I want to move some stuff from one place to Jersey City, which is way out of our service area, at 5 o'clock at night on a Friday.
Oh, wow.
I mean, what moving company is going to move anybody, a legitimate moving company that's licensed and insured and using Google, who's going to move anybody at 5 o'clock on a Friday? You know, quitting time is – we start 8 o'clock in the morning, so quitting time is, you know, way before 5 o'clock. So – I don't even know we got charged. I didn't look yet. It was under review. But that's the kind of garbage leads that we get from this Google app stuff. And a lot of them are garbage. How can that be regulated? Is there any way of, like, putting in there that we only do moves, full service, or whatever, rather than this, I want to move one piece of furniture to Connecticut? It's crazy.
Right. I definitely understand that. Now, in regards to the service areas, though, And rest assured, I definitely guarantee you, Google is on top of these messages and even the phone calls. And they definitely do review these messages and phone calls, making sure that they are considering it valid, if it is really valid. So
I'm sure they have AI doing that. It would be impossible for them to listen to these calls personally. So AI is probably tuned in on that. And that's why when we reply, we go, unfortunately, we do not do that.
Right.
You know, like if somebody, like this guy for Friday. But see, these people are so stupid. The guy writes back to us and goes, well, you're useless. Okay.
Oh, no. I'm sorry about that. But no worries, Tom. In regards to being considered a valid lead, Google actually makes sure that within, let's say, the text message or conversation, it is confirmed that the customer is inquiring about the services that you offer within the areas that you cover only.
But how do they regulate, like somebody says, I want to move one piece of furniture? I mean, we don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
To move one piece, we'd have to... See, as a moving company, for you to send a crew in a truck to move one piece of furniture, we have to pay those crew members a 3-hour minimum, right? Plus, you got the truck now and the fuel. So how much could you possibly charge somebody to move a piece of furniture? It becomes like they go, what are you kidding? Well, we have a 3-hour minimum, you know? Well, how much is our minimum? It's $150 an hour. So, and then with the fuel, you're talking about charging somebody whether they wanted to move one piece of furniture or 20 pieces of furniture in the 3-hour minimum. So if a guy calls for one piece of furniture and we tell him it's $500, they go, what are you, nuts? And they say, no, thank you. And then Google charges that for that lead because that was a lead. So is there a way of streamlining that stuff so that people don't inquire for stupid stuff like that?
All right, so I sure can have our Google Verified team to make updates on your Google Verified campaign in regards to such inquiries as well.
Okay.
Let me...
Yeah, whatever they could do to regulate this stuff, we're looking for full-service moves primarily. Now, we will move one piano because that you could charge people enough money to do a 3-hour minimum to move a piano, you know? Mm-hmm. In fact, we're probably cheaper than most other companies. I think a lot of guys are charging $750. We'll do it for like $500, but that's okay. But it's this silly stuff. Like, I want to move 5 o'clock on Friday night. That's goofy. Why even send that?
Right.
All these people are right on there. I don't know when I'm going to move. It could be next year. I'm trying to plan and budget. We don't even respond to that stuff because it doesn't pay them. Just a waste of time. I'm moving next year. You want to quote now? Nah. Stuff like that is just nonsensical. It doesn't make sense to qualify companies. Now maybe somebody's fly-by-night operators that are on Craigslist, you know, they work out of New York, don't do anything, but we're not doing that. If there is some kind of way that you guys through management can put something into Google that we're primarily looking for anything that's going to, you know, a full service kind of move rather than this one piece of furniture nonsense, or I want to move at 5 o'clock on Friday, or I'm planning and budgeting for next year, that kind of nonsense. And then we got to pay Google for that call, and then you get your cut out of it. So it's a tremendous waste of money.
I definitely understand on that, Tom. Really do. But yes, I'll definitely check with the team in regards to highlighting that you will be doing full service moves rather than just, let's say, one furniture.
Right. Right. Sometimes somebody might have an extremely valuable grandfather clock. That's a family heirloom, we've come across this, and the person that had it died, and the family wants it. So there's no value on that clock. So when we say to them, okay, we'll send two guys over there and it's $100, they say, okay. So I don't know how to balance all that stuff out. You know, it's a tough one.
Courage. Although for the operating hours or for the business hours, we do have your hours of operation listed as 24/7. This is especially on your Google Business profile.
I don't know how you can adjust that either. Our office hours will take calls pretty much 24/7. Because now we have the AI also can answer the phones. We're not going to move 24 hours a day. Our primary moving schedule is like from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. or something like that. The guy start a job in the morning and it runs long, you know, and they get back at 7 o'clock at night. But we're not going to pick up and move and start it at 7 o'clock at night.
Right.
So maybe the actual business moving hours has got to be defined somehow. That office will take calls 24 hours a day, but our actually moving hours are 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. or something, or 5 p.m. Because when I tell me, like, this guy, I want my move to start at 5 o'clock on Friday night. I'm not doing that.
Uh-huh.
So maybe it's got to be 7 to 5 or something like that as far as the business hours or for the actual moving. But then again, see, if we put 7 to 5, then this guy's call qualifies, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to start a job at 5 o'clock. That's the problem. Some expert's going to have to teach us or tell us how do you solve that? What can you guys recommend to prevent that from happening? Without restricting our actual hours so we lose jobs.
Right.
That's why we got you guys, because we don't know how to do that. You guys have to figure that out for us, how you can do that with Google.
Exactly. But first, I will need to check with our Google Verify team in regards to updating the operating hours, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and still allowing inquiries after operating hours. Also, I'll check with regards to highlighting that you would be taking full service moves rather than just one furniture move. So I'll definitely check with a team if that's something that we can highlight to your Google Verified campaign so that we can avoid these types of leads moving forward.
And do us a favor. When you get a chance, just check our account and see if you can find that call. I think it's very recent.
It was a message.
Yeah, it's
I was able to find it. It was yesterday.
I just for that?
I'm sorry?
Can you see it charges for that?
Yeah, it was actually considered as a valid lead by Google.
Yeah, but it's not. Mm-hmm. So we would like you guys to check. Now, one of the things John told us is that you guys are Google partners or whatever, and these are the kind of situations where you interject yourselves and ask them to credit that. Because that's ridiculous. And we specifically answered, we don't do that.
Right.
How do they consider that a valid lead? So we'd like you guys to challenge that for us, please.
I'll definitely have our Google Verify team. I'll forward that request to our Google Verify team so that we can further have Google to check on this lead again. But let me go ahead and check on it on my end as well, just to make sure. Really quick here, okay?
Sure. We're almost better off not even responding to stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they'll probably charge us anyway. Because Google has it all for them. They don't care about everybody else. They're so big and so powerful that they just do what they want. What are you going to do about it?
Right. But, yes, I'll have our team further check on this lead if it's something that we can actually dispute with them. I'll definitely get back with you regarding that one as well, Tom, most especially with the highlights that you would like to be featured on the Google Verified campaign.
Right. And don't think this is what John told us you guys do. That's one of the reasons we signed up and did it. And, well, because he told us specifically, and I remember the conversation, we're a Google partner, whatever he said, and therefore we have the ability to ask for stuff like that and make sure you get a credit for it. So let's see what happens. This will be your test.
Right, yeah. So as long as it is verified as an invalid lead, then definitely. But, yes, I'll have it forwarded to our team. It is true, though, we are a certified Google Channel partner. And, yes, we can definitely work on having Google check on the leads that were charged. Let's see here. Okay, but yes, we can work with Google in regards to those leads that were charged if they really are invalid or if they're not really worth to be charged at all. So we'll further verify that with them. And as long as you can provide us with the information in regards to the call or the message that you think is not valid and you were charged, then we sure can work on it as well.
Right. Well, let's do the specific one, and let's see how you guys do it.
Okay, definitely, definitely. And then, so that for the Google Verified campaign will be a check-in in regards that lead that you received from yesterday. We'll also be checking on the highlights, so I'll definitely get back with you on that, Tom. Would any time... any time today, probably as soon as I get a response from our Google Verified team, be okay?
Yeah, just give me, if I'm not busy, sure, no problem at all.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's wonderful.
Because I'm on the phone. Okay, whatever, but, okay, I got to run, but, yeah, go ahead and replenish the account and pay the fee.
Okay, and then just to confirm, were you able to also discuss with Michael regarding the credit that we will be applying to the account?
Yes, he's fine with that. Thank you.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for relaying the information, Tom. Do you maybe have any other questions or anything else that I can assist you with?
That's it for right now. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
For sure. Thank you so much for your time, Tom. You have a great rest of the day.
You too. Thanks so much. Take care.
Thank you. Bye. You take care, too. Bye-bye.